plate a potential nugget.
And reflecting on your ride till date, Falguni, you've spoken to entrepreneurs at PVR Cinemas, UTV during your banking days. Just in terms of what you thought about entrepreneurship from the advisory side and what you've been through, what are some of the big differences that you feel you've underappreciated as an advisor?
No, I don't think I underappreciated anything. I think I was totally ready for the ride. So for me, I discovered some additional beautiful things through the journey. So my daughter shared with me a poem called Ithaca, which says that, Ithaca is a journey and it's not the destination. And enjoy the journey and enjoy every moment of the journey. Treat it as you're gathering new experiences and don't let the fears come to your heart or to your mind. And, just enjoy the journey, and that's the way to do it. So I have enjoyed Nykaa journey like that. I have no fears. I have a lot of optimism. I'm enjoying every moment of it. And as a student of management, which all of us are, I personally felt that this business has allowed me to really blossom and flourish. Because in my earlier jobs, maybe I had some skills, like maybe good sales skill, good finance skills, good, maybe legal skills, but still it was very narrow. And at Nykaa, it has got extended to, a lot of what I call as operations management skill, marketing skills, branding skills. So every aspect of management, management is what I've learned at Nykaa. So there were certain historical strengths and there are new areas that I had to learn. So I was not good at technology. I had to embrace technology. Today, I swear by technology. I think the power of technology is so immense. And I learned and experienced it at Nykaa. And I'm so glad and happy that I could experience it. Because today I'm such a believer in technology. And similarly, even marketing, brand building has been so much fun. And I kind of dabble into every aspect of the business.
Sure.
Whether it is ops, whether it is marketing, whether it is finance, whether it is technology, whether it's legal and compliance. When you're an entrepreneur, you'll never let an agreement go. You will read every line. So I think it's a very different way of doing business.
And from a leadership and mindset perspective, if we really reflect on your journey at Kotak and now at Nykaa, one is sort of a B2B finance context to a B2C consumer context. And second is also your established firm, established brand, to setting up the brand, building up a platform. Talk to us a little bit about, from your personal journey perspective, how have you had to shift your mindset and your leadership style across these two different contexts? What have been the big shifts that you've had to make?
I think in my early days of Nykaa, I knew that I wanted to build a brand, and I wanted to build a brand that consumers trust. And I also wanted to build a brand that has virality, excitement and virality, so that, people are talking about it and people are embracing it, and the effort needed to get those new customers doesn't feel like huge effort.
Laborious,
to get go ahead. So, it kind of a smooth ride rather than, push to move ahead. So to my surprise, what I found was that simple things that we did helped us establish as a trusted brand within a short period of 2 to 3 years. Nykaa was such a young brand, and still people started saying, I trust Nykaa, and I don't expect Nykaa to do this, sometimes. So I think all that came from very simple principles, which are almost like the value system that you have in life, is that we never would say something and do something else. So if we said that it's up to 30% off, then the whole conversation in the company would be, so what percentage of SKU is at least set 30% off? Mm-hmm. If it's not 30 to 40% of SKUs at 30% off, we can't say up to 30% off. So we won't say that up to 30% off and then have only 10% of SKUs at 30% off. So everything we said and believed in, everything we said, we truly, we truly did. So I think walk the talk, so to speak, and I think all that and a genuine concern for customers and genuine concern to do right for the customers. I used to say small things like, I'd rather sell the right color of the lipstick at full price than sell the wrong color at, a discount, because then the consumer happiness won't be there. So looking after consumer satisfaction, caring for their experience, I think all that we put center stage. And also in this business, we believe that we needed to educate the customer. So instead of being not caring about that, we really worked on educating the customer. And I think all that made us earn a status as a trusted brand so quickly that it was like a big discovery for me that, oh, now Nykaa is truly being trusted. And I think that's a big asset that we have today. And along with that, we also got a lot of virality through doing fun things. And we appeal to the millennials. Millennials, if they like something, they embrace it. And they really share it. So we are just amazed at how much of sharing that goes on anything that we have. If we have a, you know, if we have a good video, it's being shared a lot. If we have a good contest, it's being shared a lot. If we have a good message, it's being shared a lot. If we have a new product, it's being shared a lot. So I think we became a brand that has a lot of virality, and that was also a lot of fun.
And what drives, I mean, this is sort of, I guess, a question that a lot of people ask. What drives virality? Because there's a school of thought which says that this is something that's beyond your realm of control. Some things just go viral, some things don't. What's your take on driving virality? What have you observed?
Yeah, so early days I used to apply myself a lot that how can one get virality? And I was told that you have to aim for virality and it may or may not come. So yes, you have to nudge for virality a bit. So maybe if you're doing a post, you need to say, you know, share it if you like it, you know, those kind
nudge.
Of things. So I think a little bit nudge is needed. But also it needs to be authenticity, because nobody wants to share something which is not authentic. And it also has to be along the value system of not just your value system, but the value system of your consumer. Because if it is not as per the value system of your consumer, then again, it won't be shared. So we understood our customer value system very early on, and we defined it like that. And the consumers who believed in it became they became our backers. You know, they were early adapters. So what we said is that Nykaa is for women who want to look beautiful for themselves and not really to please a man or another woman. So they were not wanting to be beautiful to go into any social circuit or, to attract any man. It was more because they wanted to do it. And I think a lot of our customers are such independent-minded women who today want to live life on their own terms. And also when we chose the name Nykaa, it means that an actress. So we are telling our women to be the primary actress in their life. So their life should be about themselves. And for too long, women have been more support system of the family, and they've compromised their own dreams and ambition for sake of their family. And today time has come for them to be, you know, pursuing their own dreams. And if they dream for themselves, they will get there. So I think to give themselves permission to dream for themselves is also a big empowerment. And I think we, our message to women was what they really related to.
Got
and
it.
Since we had similar value system, they were very comfortable pursuing and sharing what Nykaa was offering with their friends.
Two thoughts here in the context of my entrepreneurial journey in the podcast and the transition advisory, and in the context of some of the entrepreneurs I've coached. One, when you're in a large organization, problems often come attached with labels by the time they land on your desk. As an entrepreneur, I guess you just focus on the problem to be solved without focusing much on the labels saying this is a marketing issue or an ops issue or a finance issue. The second thing I've noticed in entrepreneurship is that you often care for the balance sheet much more than the P&L. I love the example Falguni was giving about how she thinks about discounts. If you say up to 30% off, what is the number of SKUs that should have a discount of 30% or more so that the consumers trust the brand? It is less about maximizing the P&L from that sale, but really saying how do I build the trust balance sheet over time? And I find that this is a non-trivial difference between an entrepreneurial mindset and an employee mindset. And I use the term employee loosely here. Of course, we have CEOs who have ownership in the business, but you get the broad point. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. For curated insights by theme, you could visit the curated playlist section on the website. If you want to listen offline, say during a gym session or a plane or a car ride,
You could download the podcast from iTunes, Google Podcast Player, Spotify, Saavn, and most of the platforms. If you find the content purposeful, you could help in two very tangible ways. One, you could rate and review it on iTunes or the platform where you're accessing it. Two, you could share it with people that you think could benefit from this content. You could also sign up to receive emailers when I upload new content to the website, playtopotential.com. To know more about my leadership and transition advisory work, you could visit the About section at playtopotential.com or visit transitioninsight.com for more details. Thank you.